box with a red arrow on hers that I've never seen. Is that weird? And I've screwed up.
Was this
I've never seen this
here
to deter the.
No.
It just started it.
It wasn't helping, by the way.
Is it easier with the high school kids?
Good evening, everyone, and Happy New Year. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Opening statement pursuant to New Jersey Administrative Code Title 10, Chapter 4, Subchapter 10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan, and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Can I ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. At this time, I would like to administer the oath of office to our newly elected board members. Can I ask you to please stand and raise your right hand and repeat after me? I, please state your name.
I, Alfred Serino.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and this state.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
I, please state your name.
I, Alfred Serino.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of a member of a Board of Education.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law for the office of a member of a Board of Education.
And that I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4-1, nor disqualified due to conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJSA-18A:12-1.
And that I am not disqualified as a voter pursuant to RS-19:4-1, nor disqualified due to conviction of a crime or offense listed in NJSA-18A:12-1.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all of the duties of that office according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office according to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Try doing that without paper.
Thank you, and congratulations.
You're supposed to pause at certain
If you would please sign your oath of office, and before you leave this evening, turn it in to me, I would appreciate that. Roll call, please.
Signed it.
Mrs. Fasone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mrs. DePalma. Mr. Fiore. Mrs. Garrett Mueller.
Here.
Mr. Loffredo.
Here.
Mrs. McGarry.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mr. Serino.
Here.
Mr. Warren.
Here.
Mr. Vitale. We have quorum.
Thank you. Next on the agenda, the election results and our board member terms are outlined below. And again, congratulations to our newly elected board members. The next order of business is to elect a board president. And the floor is now open for nominations for the office of board president.
Nominate Mr. Pellegrino.
Are there any other nominations? Hearing no further nominations, the floor is now closed. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Fasone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Mueller.
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carrie.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mr. Pellegrino. I'd like to now turn the meeting over to our newly elected president. I will deliver the gavel. I'd like to come right up here.
Yeah.
We have a president nameplate.
Deliver the gavel.
Can we get that over his hand?
Good job. Flawless. now. Brings us to item seven, to nominate and elect the Vice President of the Manasquan Board of Education for the period beginning January 4th, 2017, and ending at the next organizational meeting of the Board of Education. We have a nominee for Vice President. I would respectfully nominate Mr. Serino. Would like to make a comment that I spoke with Mr. Palma over the break, and she asked in her absence, she's away today, but she asked in her absence if I could, for her, nominate Mr. Serino. She felt it was time for a new Vice President, and she's enjoyed serving, and she'll continue to serve on the board, but she thought it was time for a new Vice President. So, long-winded, I nominate Mr. Serino. Hearing no other nominations, close the nominations. Sam.
Mrs. Bassone.
Abstain.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Mealy.
Yes.
Mr. Lopretto.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
Congratulations, Mr. Serino.
Thank you. I guess we're up there.
Brings us to our mission statement. The Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through a partnership with our community. Our statement to the public oftentimes may appear to members of our audience. The Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases by a unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Public comment on agenda. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allowed a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer, give their full names, address, and any group, that, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portion of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comments on the items on this agenda only, please. Would anybody from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one, we'll close the public comment. That brings us to our Manasquan motions. Hopefully everyone has reviewed the reorganization agenda, because we'd like to have a motion for items 11 through 38. Everyone okay including 11 through 38 in one motion? Seeing no opposition. We have a motion for items 11 through 38. Ms. Bassone, second. Mr. Lufredo. Any question on any of these items? Sandy.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Mealy.
Hold on. D is part of the first 18, right? I abstain. Kimberly Reed.
What number? All of it?
No, document D.
Oh, document.
Yes. But abstain from document D, Kimberly Reed.
Mr. Lufredo.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
For the Manasquan Sending District motion, the motion number 39, everyone has their code of ethics in front of them now. I'd ask that everyone take a second, review it. That's my knowledge, it hasn't changed in the last calendar year, right, Mr. Gross?
That's correct.
And when we make the motion, if anybody has any questions about the code of ethics, they can ask at that time, but as far as passing it, I think that should be all we need to do. So we have a motion for number 39.
So you have any questions?
Yeah, we'll get there. Mr. Warren, second. Ms. Pisone, does anyone have any questions about the code of ethics, or do they need anything clarified?
No, can I go back though? I gotta add Rich Reed to the abstention.
Okay.
I didn't miss that one.
What?
With Kim, the same thing, Richard Reed, same abstention.
Okay.
I didn't see who's the anti-bullying specialist, I missed that.
Okay. Everyone's comfortable with the code of ethics, and they read it, they reviewed it, and they signed it, hopefully? Sandy?
Mrs. Pisone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Lopretto?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carrie?
Thank you. Item 40, recommend approval to authorize superintendent of schools to hire staff members in between scheduled board meetings and prior to Board of Education approval. This is something that in the past we've approved on a monthly basis, and rather than do that this year, we're just going to approve it now for the entire calendar year. Do we have a motion?
Yes.
Mr. Serino, second. Mr. Warren, any questions? Sandy?
Mrs. Pisone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Lopretto?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carrie?
We are now to old and new business, number 41. Does anyone have any old or new business that they would like to discuss? Seeing no one. We're to the second public forum on any item, agenda or otherwise. Would anybody from the public would like to be heard? And for number 43, there's no executive session scheduled for this evening. So in a record time of 14 minutes, we have a motion to adjourn. Mr. Catani, second. Mr. Lopretto, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.